Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Sunday afternoon dancing on the Hazel Tree. If you're wondering why there are people wandering around with microphones, RTÉ Radio are making a documentary about local dancer Jimmy Fleming. If you've got any stories about the Hazel Tree, would you please go and talk to them and let them know.
Sure.
Our bands this afternoon are Country Jive Beat and Jimmy Buckley, so we'll have a great wealth of jives and waltzes. So on the floor, let you now enjoy yourselves. Go on.
This day last week was Sunday, June the 25th. It was Munster final day and Cork followers streamed towards Thurles. Others pass in the opposite direction to the Charleville Agricultural Show. This Sunday, though, is no different for Jimmy Fleming. He is going to dance. This is the story of a day in the life of one man and a dance floor.
Hey, how goes?
My humble residence.
Great to be here.
Good.
That's what happened to the last Peugeot, is it?
That's what happened to the last Peugeot, and we had it in a St. Patrick's Day parade.
What was in the St. Patrick's Day parade?
What was in it is, man seeks wife with care. Photograph of care would be appreciated.
This is Jimmy Fleming, a 73-year-old bachelor farmer from outside Kilmallock, County Limerick. He has lived here all his life. His home is a 300-year-old thatched cottage covered with galvanise, and he claims that St. Patrick once drank tea here. In Jimmy's yard, an old boxed-shaped 1970s Peugeot 405 lies rusting, like it collapsed and breathed its last on that very spot. Jimmy only drove the car twice, but on the side of the car, in giant letters, he painted that message.
Photograph of care would be appreciated.
What does it say, sorry, again?
Man seeks wife with care. Photograph of care would be appreciated.
And where did you drive this?
Listerburn,
you drove it to Listerburn?
Yeah. We had the tax, but we transferred the insurance from another one. That's a few years ago, and I have a bike that we had here also, which I rode to the Stone Barner in 1996.
You cycled to the Stone Barner?
I cycled to the Stone Barner, that's right. And if you want to see it, I can show it to you.
You can show it to us now, yeah.
Well, you can keep it.
And you cycled all the way to Clare on the bike?
I cycled down to Clare, down to Listerburn in 1946. I got the Bachelor of the Year.
In 46?
Yeah, 96. Sorry.
In 96, oh, your Bachelor Year in 96.
96, yes.
So that was a tidy old cycle. How long did it take you to cycle up there?
I took me with a nice bit. I knew the road, but it was going easy. I'd say 4 hours.
That's not too bad at all. You made good speed. Some bike. And how long have you had the bike?
I have the bike ages. It was belonged to my father. So it's my father's bike that I rode to Listerburn.
You go inside and sit down?
Right.
I have time for one more, ladies and gentlemen. Where were you on our wedding day? Here's a current single.
The Hazel Tree is an old-style dance hall outside Mallow. Many of the people who go there are divorced or separated, which would have been unimaginable back in the dance hall heyday.
You're at the Hazel Tree in Mallow, just 3 miles outside Mallow. this dance floor here, or this dance hall, was built in 1990. And there has been adult dancing, social dancing here for the last 16 years now. In the last 10 years, we wanted to get into a certain market of adult dancing, especially in the advent of divorce legislation and all that coming in. We realised that these people had no social outlet. So that's a little niche of the market that we wanted to try and get a hold of. You'd have jives, waltzing is very popular, foxtrots, fast and slow. You'd have a dance called the slosh. You'd have polkas. For some reason, the men seem to take up the position in front of the bar and down along the right-hand side of the hall, and the women, the ladies, for some unknown reason, take up the end of the hall. And when the dance starts, you have a little bit of a stampede down towards the women's section to ask the ladies out to dance. The couples then sit in the balconies behind me. There's two balconies there, and they have the privacy there of either sitting down and having their drink, chatting for the night, or going out for the occasional dance. But these are married couples and couples that are together.
It was just a natural progression. Like, when George was designing and establishing the place, he hadn't anything particular in mind. But on the opening night, it just seemed to happen. And from there on, then it grew. You know, the women would sort of go to one side, the gents to another. And, the people looking for companionship and developing that, you'd know the areas that they would take up.
People coming here on a regular basis would take up the same seats every night.
The women have a good visual. They can see the band, they can see who's appealing to them at the bar, and they can see who's on the floor. So if they're sitting in that area, you know, they've quite a good spot.
Good advantage, yeah.
A good advantage, yeah. So,
after we opened 15 years ago, we realised that there was one area that we hadn't facilitated for, and that was couples, married people and couples that come here. Hence, we put on the section behind me, two balconies, and married couples coming in here, that's exactly where they'll sit, in that area, so that they can have their own company for the night, have their own drink, the occasional dance, and it's a quieter area as well. It's not directly in front of the dance floor. They can talk away at their own ease up there.
A lot of our leaflets are taken apart by the end of the night for phone numbers, and being behind the bar, they're always looking for pens. The generation gap, like today's young people, it's so different. And even young people that would come in would find the scene very, very different from what they're used to in the disco scene. And they're socialising. It's a complete... It's like going back in years.
It would be... this would be back into the 60s, early 50s, 50s, 60s era, where that's the way the formation was in community halls. You know, you had men at one side, women on the other side. When the band leader announced next dance, you had an immediate stampede over to the other side of the hall, where ladies were asked out to dance. You know, and that has emerged here in 2006.
Hello. And when you're up here, who's living with you over the years in the house? Who's been?
My father, my mother, I had two brothers and two sisters. Five of us out here. They all went away and I was left alone. I thought I wouldn't survive on my own, but I did. And they're very good to me.
And how long have you been on your own?
I'm on my own, I'd say, since 73. My sister got married in 73.
And that was the last time that somebody stayed here?
That was the last time that there was two in the house.
And do you remember her last night here? When?
Oh, no. My father was there after that, 84. He died.
And your father lived?
Yeah, he lived till 84.
And you had 11 years living with your father just in the house?
Oh, yeah. But my sister would come every second day. You know what I mean? I thought I'd never survive, but I did. I don't even miss them now. But like the people, just people that makes the country. It's not what people think. There's people living alone and they have a harmless life.
Why do you think you didn't get married? Was it because you didn't meet somebody, or you weren't that way inclined, or why do you think?
I probably wasn't that way inclined.
You just never felt like...
Never felt like that I'd another lady into misery living in a humble residence. The first thought there would be a new house out there in the field outside there.
And did it ever...
That takes more of their houses now than their husbands.
And did you ever come close to it? Were you ever going out with anybody, or did you ever...
No, not to that extent anyway. No, I just like meeting people and like having a gallery with them. And I kept up the friendship as much as I could.
Were you never more than friends with anybody?
I could say no. No.
And were you ever curious?
What?
Were you ever curious? Were you wondering like what it would be like?
Well, I guess enough for I see through the country. Went to that houses. The warm welcome in there. No, that's why I put that to you.
And do you really believe that, what you said earlier, that a lot of wives are more interested in a house than a husband?
I would. They're palaces, there's a back door, there's a place back there. They're living 3 years in the house and the cookers never let. They're going and buy their fast foods inside. They go out in the morning to work, the two of them, man and husband. And then I come back at night to mind the children. The children have been minded outside past the full life. The children hardly know their fathers and mothers nowadays.
It wasn't always like that, though.
No, the woman always stays at home and minds the children. But it's not the case now. I said I failed where others succeeded. And if you accept failure as success, I was successful. And the definition of success is going from failure to failure without giving up.
Can you tell us about your first dance?
My first dance was in Tamore.
And what are your memories of it? Can you see yourself on the dance floor?
I can see that I went into the dance. I got in there for nothing. There's discussion where they worked it, I don't know, but I was inside like a wallflower. I wouldn't ask no one. And this married woman came over and pulled me out on the floor. She was one of the ones in the bus. Pulled me out on the floor. And I tried to dance. I won't say. I wouldn't pass 10 cc at a time anyway. So that happened. As the dance was on, she pulling and I pulling, we finished.
How many dances would you regularly go out to, or how often would you be going out?
I used to 3 a week, 2 a week now.
2 a week?
2 a week.
And where would you go?
I go to Times in Tipperary and I the Hazel Tree on Sunday always. And we're down in Stone Valley, it's continuous dancing. And if we're up in Durra, County Leash, we do one above in Durra and do another one in Fettered or Tipperary coming home.
So would you have dancing partners?
You're good if you... good dancers are good. I wouldn't have dancing partners, but I ask everybody, anyone at all. And I enjoy dancing with them. You meet some very bad dancers and you meet some excellent dancers. I wouldn't be in that bracket of the excellences. There's some lovely dancers there, yes.
And what's the difference?
You should be relaxed, happy and confident with the friendship of goodness when you're dancing. It must come automatically. Now, that's why I put that to you.
Now, how come you still call them girls?
Oh, well, these are a bit reasonable young. What age would you be calling me a lady? Well, you should know that.
Do you ever dance with a man?
No. I don't know how people can do it. There's girls dancing with themselves. Now, they had the competition blowing Carrick and Leash. And a man danced with a man and a girl danced with a girl. You know what I mean? Well, there was like two goats tied. They could back in and fall and they couldn't go. They were all out of line. You know what I mean? Like one wheel wants to go to the other wheel. It's very hard to do it. very hard to do it. I couldn't do it anyway. I never tried, but I know I couldn't do it.
You were saying that when you went out and you were dancing, and let's say the first time you went to Tremor and over those years, and you said you didn't remember anybody. But was there anything, if you're dancing with a girl, would you remember, like if you're working out there on a Wednesday, would you remember the smell of her perfume, or would you remember?
Oh, definitely no.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
And you never got a little bit of a kind of a buzz, or a kind of if you held hands, or where would you hold a woman when you're dancing with her?
It would be very backward out here.
There are many stories from the dance floor of the Hazel Tree. This is Rose and Knowles.
Separated in 92. I stayed until it was a very, very lonely time. I was 10 years on my own because I thought I was the end of the world. There was nothing else there. So, yeah, that was very lonely, especially, you know, on, as we were saying, while you go on Sundays when you're going in for... going for a meal, you're sitting down on your own having your Sunday dinner. You look at all the other couples and families around, and it can be heartbreaking, be very, very lonely.
Separated 10 years from Dublin, and I moved to Limerick 4 years here. I thought, this is it, I never survive on my own, never. About a slight, small little things, actually, you know, that I'd never been able to cope with. They're all, you know, I was never out when I was married, actually, and to face out my own into the world. Afraid to speak to somebody, afraid just to go out, nervous about going out anywhere, and I felt like my husband, you know, he had to, it was his way, like, you know, I had to follow him, and I had no kind of mind of my own, or could speak for myself.
No, as I said, my friend introduced me to a club in the city, and there were some lovely people there. We're all single people, though. And they knew the score when they see a new lad coming in or any new person coming in, that they're starting their lives again, or trying to get the pieces back together. And even though I couldn't dance, they took their time, they showed me how to dance. And after a few weeks, once you get a bit of confidence going, you're beginning to dance a bit better, and once you have any bit of rhythm at all, you're up and running. And then from the singles club, you move out into the other bigger halls, like the Hazel Tree here now in Maddow.
A lot of ways, actually, that I've just come out. I just dress up, and before you're married, like, you think of the kids and you forget about yourself, and... you know, now it's yourself, like, when I separated, like, it's all about, like, the time I look after myself.
Yeah, we just here in the Hazel Tree on a Sunday afternoon, and, the usual Sunday afternoon dance, and there was, say, a lot of girls sitting down at the, in a row, seven of them, all waiting to be asked to dance, so I see Rose in the middle of them, and I couldn't get into... ask her, just nodded my head in at her, and yeah, she said, "Who, me, like?" And that was it. I asked her to dance. That was the first time I danced her, and from there she became a regular dancer of mine, and we got to know each other over the weeks and the months.
Coming here about January, I saw him sitting down, and he never danced. And every time I danced on the floor, I'd look at him, and I always said, "He's a proper snob. He doesn't bother talking or dancing." This went on for a couple of months, and I used to keep an eye on him all the time. And then I couldn't believe this Sunday he came over and asked me to dance. I nearly collapsed. Couldn't believe he actually asked me to dance. That I actually, you know, was admiring him all these months.
We're just living for a change. We're actually living. I think we're well. For the first time, I think I'm fully aware of what love is about, and this. Rose is definitely the right person.
Yeah, she is. No, it's definitely. Yeah, I think I was married too young, and
Yeah, same as Dad, yeah, same as me. And I mean, the reason why she thought I was a snob is because I couldn't dance, and I didn't have the courage to ask people to dance, so that took time.
Oh, it's a fantastic place.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It can really, you know, it can be the start of a whole new life for anyone. Anyone that is separated, like me now, and that didn't know there was anything out there and couldn't dance, didn't do anything. You know, it's a very lonely people. Yeah, I would recommend you come here, but I suppose, you know.
But you're never lonely here, actually, because you always make friends.
I like dancing, it's my favourite hobby.
And what would you miss if there was no dancing in the world?
I'd be interested in this, my dancing. I miss nothing, I like dancing.
You have no interest in anything else, only dancing?
No, only dancing. I have no interest in anything else.
Jeez, it must be some crack.
I think it's a great crack, actually. Very good. One of the best, I think. And you get to know the world, the people. And you get a good set of Christmas cards. But you want to be able to understand them. I've actually, there was three different cards there about within last 6 weeks. I come to tell her. One was written in Italian. I was waiting for someone to come back to interpret that. That's the one I got from. That's it. I don't know what that was.
And these are all people you met while dancing?
These are people I met dancing. They're the ones with in Italian. And that's Italian. So I can't know what that is. Except I got to the parish priest. He won't know Italian either. That's what that was, in Italian. Wish you were here, short of good dancers. Guess who?
Secret admirer.
Well, that's what it is.
And do you know who it is?
I found her out. I met her since.
This one's from Ibiza. Hello, Jimmy. I've heard some wonderful things about you. One of these days we shall meet up, along with my friends. You would love being here with all us ladies, dancing all night long. Love you.
That was over in... What Lanzarote was it?
Ibiza?
Ibiza, yeah.
They go out there for dancing now?
That's what all of them goes out there. I never went out there, but I meet them.
Oh, that's right. There's big set dancing out there every year, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
A number of bands go out together,
like, you know, and make a real holiday of it.
Yeah, I know some of those bands.
Yeah.
They'd be good players, like.
Oh, they're excellent. Excellent. Well, look, how do you explain that one to me? Explain the unexplained, being explained. How would I understand that now?
Are you addicted to dancing?
Yes. I would say yes. No. I love it. You can't say it's wrong when you're in love. With the dancing, though, I mean.
Jimmy has an eye on the door and is thinking of the hazel tree. Dancing begins at 4. It's time to hit the road.
Come on, William.
This is the story of Peter and Beryl.
Also, for all our friends up from the Green Hills in Limerick, I know you're closer to home tonight. Everybody, great to have you in. Here's one this time, our first album. Here's one called Love Me Tonight.
I'm a widower. Well, I wanted to show respect to my dear wife. I didn't know dancing was out, but I knew in the back of my mind that before she died, she gave me permission, and when she wasn't full health, that if anything happened, either of us, that she gave me permission and I gave her permission to, you know, she wanted another man, but this she's gone, you know, she took off first, so.
Actually, I wasn't meant to be here at all that day. I had just come back from Lanzarote the night before with my sister and my other friend Maureen, and my sister was very sick on the way back. And we were coming over here on the day, and Marion was actually getting sick into a bag, and I said, Marion, we'll go home, no way. And she said, no, we'll go, you know.
you know, for 2 years I kept a low profile. When the 2 years was up, I decided, here goes, I'm going to enjoy myself. Dancing is a part of my life. Even at home in the kitchen, if there's no one in the kitchen, I dance with a brush, and that's the truth. And my kids at home would be laughing. They'd close the door, and the hazel tree is also a part of my life. Years and years ago, my sister was living in Bishopstown and Cork. We went on an excursion out to Hinch and Donnie, Ron Hinch, in a bus, and on the way home there was a dance, and she taught me how to do the old time waltz and the quick step and the jive and the slow foxtrot. And I can say thanks to her, she's 4 years older than me, and I shouldn't have been on the dance floor, but I love the music, and she got me into it. I was only a wee youngster in short pants, and I picked her up straight away through her, till she taught me, my sister, so I can thank Breda.
And we were sitting out at the corner there, and Marius went out there in the Paul Jones. It's where all the women say are in a circle, in on the inside, and the men are in a circle on the outside. And you know, music stop, you grab your man, you know. And I said, I'm not going out there. I'd be left standing on the floor, you know.
I came out here, and I didn't know anybody. I was heading for the door. I was going home because I didn't know anybody, and I felt awful. But there was a group from Mr. Stone or somewhere near. Anderson, I don't know what her second name, she's English, and she probably recognised that I was in a bit of a situation or in a plight, and she asked me to join their table, which I did, and I felt comfortable after that, you know. But I was going home, I couldn't slide in. I felt very, very uncomfortable. After a while I got to know a lot of girls, and I got no refusals, and because when they get to know you, and they know that you're a bit of a dancer, you have no problem then, you know. There's no refusals. But coming back to the Paul Jones, I've been out for the Paul Jones, and that's the dance that the music stops, no warning, and you stand there and you pick your, you know, if there's a girl in front of you, you take her out. But and this very day, I stopped. At the start of the music stopped, and I stopped. But there was nobody. I was just on my own. And whatever side look I gave, I across the room. This girl here alongside me, she was having a good skit at me. Yeah, she was having a good laugh. And all I did was I just nodded her head and I kind of winked and kind of, come on, and I'll take you on board. And the rest is history. That was exactly 12 months ago to the day. And we're happy out. And we're very happy, actually.
So the music stopped and I saw this man here left standing, gazing. And I was saying, now that could have been me. And I was just roaring, laughing at the fact that it was him and not me, you know, and he just caught my eye, saw me laughing at him, and he gave me the nod, come on out, you know, and went out, and he's a lovely dancer, and we hit it off almost immediately, you know.
So, that's the Paul Jones. I never actually wrote to Paul Jones to thank him, because I don't know his address. Where is Paul Jones living? And Paul Jones is the dance, right? But no. So we're very happy since, and thanks to dancing and thanks to music, I found Bill, and we're very, very happy.
There you have it. I think you should take a little break once again. Your next dance is coming right up. Thank you.
This is the story of Jack and Mary.
Well, I was actually separated from my wife, and I came here to know where I meet somebody, and I like dancing as well, like. So I came here, and I was coming here for a good while, and I suppose bit by bit you get to move out more often, you know. You get to the place to go to pass away the day, you know, and the dance is a great way to pass away the time, and you would meet the world of people different from different places and have an old chat and a few dances and whatever happens after that.
I came after 4 months being persuaded to come by a few friends. I hadn't went dancing in years and years while I was with my husband, and when my husband died he was dead, so going on 3 years. Very unsure of yourself, and you're actually afraid of getting involved, and when you're with one man all your life, say for 30 years, I found it very difficult. And living on my own, found it very lonely. Very lonely. When he died, I didn't want to go out. And I kind of went to bed at 4 o'clock and spent all Sunday and all Sunday night.
I was only going out for a few dances, asking a good few girls to dance, like. But I hadn't any interest in going out with anyone, like.
At the beginning, just say the first night I came, there was no way would I get off my seat and ask a man to dance. That would be made in old-fashioned.
I met her a good few times in after that, and one thing led to the other, and I asked her for a meal then, so. Well, she was good crack to be with, like, you know. Good and jolly, and, you know, we enjoyed each other's company.
We danced all night, and he nearly fell down from the dancing. He told me I was dancing too much. Could he have a pint? And I said, no, keep dancing. But I was only just having a crack with
him. And did he use any chat-up lines, or how did he go about it?
Do you come here often? Come and here. I said, only when there's a dance on. And that was the end of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings to an end another dance here in the Hazel Tree. Thanks again for coming, and remember, next Sunday we have Mike Denver, so we'll see you all then. Safe home, mind yourselves, take care.
Once the Hazel Tree is over, Jimmy is back on the road. This time he is taking us to his favourite dance floor, which is high in the Ballyhoura Hills, outside Kilfinnan, County Limerick. This is an outdoor dance floor reminiscent of the Dancing at the Crossroads era, a place where the dancers have a view of 5 separate counties. As Jimmy arrives, it starts to rain. The dance will continue indoors, but Jimmy still makes for the outside dance floor.
The floor is under that now, to preserve the floor from the rain for the week. And if the evening was fine, it did permit. So above that, we'd be sitting dancing. And the band is in there, a little hive, if you like, a little hut. You have a free view of most of County Limerick, back even into the Kerry Mountains. It's one of the finest views you ever met. I forget how many feet above sea level. I was told it was there and haven't forgotten.
And this is the floor,
right? Yeah, the lovely boat, look.
That's it.
Lovely rattle. Oh, if I got in this floor, you see some dancing there. I put that floor rattle.
Why, is there a good bounce off this one?
It's a second bounce, look. It's the best stage of them all.
No, Jim.
No, I don't deserve to fake me. Maybe you might give me a talk on this floor, what you think of it.
No, it's a good floor.
It's the best floor, yes. It's better than Acadia, better than...
Ah, it is. Do you want to see the floor, lads?
When did you put that down?
That is 8 or 9 years now, and that would be, I suppose. But we take it up then after the season, when the season is finished.
Oh. Otherwise, you get all mould, you like that.
We put it away for the winter.
Store it inside, isn't that right?
Store it indoors, yeah. Well, I get Donnie now and he'll into it. Donnie's the man that made the floor.
Good man yourself.
It was made with 9 years, and we had the most beautiful week of sunshine. And we had everything laid out here, and we were topping the floor. We have the flower shower every year on a Sunday. And we were topping the dance floor on the Sunday. And the whole week, fantastic sunshine. Got up Sunday morning, and we had no cover on the floor or anything, because we had the cover bar. And the heavens opened, and it poured rain all day Sunday. So we didn't open it all that year then. That was in that. But we opened it in the following year, around the 16th of July it was. We've been going great since. Yeah, this is going into the 9th year now this year. Well, normally there'll be between 100 and 150 every Sunday night, like, you know, depending on the weather, like, and all that, like. But as Jimmy been here several times.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best stage of all, though. Above and lad, now, just, like, you hop like that, your legs go up through you.
Yeah.
This now and this stone band are the two best.
There's a grand spring in this, all right, like.
Fabulous.
There is. But it was a pity now that the weather that he did, that drop of rain came. But as I say, as you can see down now, like...
It was like glass, we had to...
It gets like glass, like. Like, and well, our insurance is high enough here besides anything. We don't want any claims or anything, like, so lucky enough we're not. They're going great, like. But they're still there enjoying themselves inside in the hall, like.
But it's not the same.
Well, it's not the same, you know that, Jimmy. It's not the same.
We went away there one of the residents inside in the hall, we said, hall.
Yeah.
We went off to hear what.
Yeah, it's always lovely outdoors, like. Middleton, Cork City, Mallow, Tipperary. There's a fair following coming here now, like.
But Friday's a bit well sitting for the people at the door.
Yeah, a fair following. Well, the only other one we know is Lateran Cross.
They haven't attached cottage, so they haven't?
No, they haven't.
That's up in Lumberstown, it is near Mallow. Yeah. But they have been going very well.
They've gone very well. They were off going there last Sunday week. I was up there last Sunday week.
But they're after opening some heritage centre now as well. They're doing up some old hall or something. Some old school.
They can hold them inside now.
They can hold it inside if it rains. Like clever.
What's going there now is recycled teenagers. But they're very nice. Recycled. What about like a day up there, a big crowd last Friday night?
Well, they're indoors the whole time there.
They have a stage as well.
Oh, they have a stage.
But they don't open it, do they?
Well, I dance to the top of it anyway. But the night they opened it, Peter Buck was there last
Peter
night.
Buck, yeah.
But they hold them aside as well. They made a pure cut of the hall. Terrible narrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
You're bumping in everyone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To the pity they didn't make it half as wide again.
That's two fine old rogues now going into the hall.
The night is passing, and Jimmy wants one last dance. But first, we must say goodbye.
While I can walk, I'll dance away. And while the girls are your thoughts there, in reality, above the hazel tree, first dance I got was of this. And I danced all the most of the time there today, and I thought it was very enjoyable.
Right, well, look, Jimmy, I'm going to let you go in.
I'll say good luck to you all. I hope we'll meet again in another happy occasion.
I can't shake your hands.
No, it's just this. Go away, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know the way back, do you?
We do. We'll be grand out, yeah.
Go over there, turn down to lift, come out in the main road, and then straight to Kelly's Brand. Straight through the cross, and you're into Tipperary.
Grand out.
You're only about, from Kelly's Brand now, you're about a mile and a half from Kelly's Brand, and you're 10 miles from Tipperary that side.
Perfect.
And the grand main road. And you'll know we're going to be very golden cash.
Grand.
Excellent.
That's all the best, solo. I'll go and leave you. All the best for the present.
Okay.
Good luck.
It's been a pleasure.
And a happy Christmas.
Enjoy the dancing, Jimmy.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.